Go Conway has the business news.
Thanks, Sonia. Thousands of Irish people who worked in the UK and paid the equivalent of our social insurance could be entitled to access a British pension. Some of whom who have already applied could also be in a position to top it up to receive a higher amount. In 2013, a rule was introduced which allowed top-ups to go back as far as 2006, but this has been removed and the look-back period will be 6 years from April 6th. Jonathan MacDonald, Director and Financial Planner at Castle Capital Limited, is on the line to explain this further. Jonathan, it's understood around 250,000 people could be in line for a significant UK pension boost. How do you find out if you qualify?
Yeah, it's actually quite easy. In fairness, from what was a pretty complicated situation, really all the individual has to do is if they've worked and lived in the UK and paid national insurance contributions for a period of 3 years, effectively their name is in the hat. And after that, then they need to get their application in. I suppose the one key thing, Gail, is that they will need to have 10 years qualifying contributions in total before they will actually qualify for any payment of a pension, you know.
So how much is this British pension and how much can filling in gaps be worth for someone?
It's quite lucrative, actually, when you look at the numbers. So in total today, the UK state pension is approximately 14,000 per annum. Now, that's for a full qualifying a person that would have 35 years altogether. So what we're looking at for a lot of people in Ireland who have, you know, those basic 3 years and they're purchasing another 7 years, what they're purchasing is class two contributions in the UK, which in euros work out at approximately €214 per year in terms of a purchase. So that particular individual who has 3 years wants to buy 7 years, for their full qualifying pension of 10 years national insurance contributions. It would cost that person approximately €3,600 for that, but the return is actually quite mighty. Mm-hmm. For that individual themselves, you know, they would get a pension of €4,000 per year for the cost, you know, initially of 3-6. So, I mean, you know, the initial outlay for those 7 years, for a total of 4,000 per annum for your lifetime, just mm-hmm. that the basic 10 years is, it's quite a good return. And individuals can buy up to 17 years dating back to 2006. So,
sure.
I mean, when you look at that, you know, the amount of years that you can buy, it's very lucrative.
And Jonathan, there is a massive backlog on this at the moment. The deadline is the 5th of April. How flexible is this deadline?
The advice is to get your name in the hat. You know, it's flexible to the point of, well, we've had a couple of extensions now. I think HMRC or the UK government have got their things together really in terms of, you know, they probably didn't know the demand that would come to, you know, for this at the start. But you'd have, once you get your call sheet in, as they're calling it, so you know, you log on to mygov or gov.uk, you get your call sheet in, you know, you'd probably get a call back between 8 and 12 weeks after the application. We are telling people to take a copy of your call request sheet, have some sort of proof that you've made your application. Flexibility is there, but only if you get your name in the hat, you know.
Okay, that's all we have time for this morning. Jonathan MacDonald, Director and Financial Planner at Castle Capital Limited, thank you.